Overture. So does Alistair, so does Julie. The reason we like Overture means we've got another 60 minutes with you. Hello, welcome to Grease, Paint and Stage Lights. I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And no Julia. The seat is empty over there. She's off again.
She's off, but I'm back, so it's very nice to be back here.
Well, for the next couple of weeks, you're going to rotate, aren't you? You're doing this week, and then Julia's next week, and then you're the following week.
Yeah.
Because you've got lots going on. The other thing I want to talk about during the programme today is that we spoke to Julia last week about the Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about the Fringe, because you went separate times.
I did, yeah. Seems a long time ago now, but I had a fabulous time. I'll bring you up to speed with a few bits and pieces.
Brilliant. That's all coming. Plus, we've got some great music from Brigadoon, Mary Poppins, and also this from Charlie Girl.
There's been a lot of water underneath the bridge.
There's been a lot of champagne taken from the fridge.
Since we went to our C.B. Cochran's, young ladies in review.
I got a title and a great estate.
I got a dollar millionaire. Though our husbands both are gone, carry on. We really are a very lucky pair.
You've got the money,
you got the house,
I got the daughter,
I got that louse of a son with too much sex appeal.
That suits the girls, dear.
Let's do a deal. You're in the market,
you are as well.
I want to buy,
genteel's
the word, dear. Let's do a deal. Cement our relations. Follow the example of our two great nations. Welfare is based on commerce and trade.
Sterling looks risky.
Dollars needed.
And the cost of living's quite unreal.
That's what I mean, dear. Let's do a deal. You know, my dear, you're becoming quite famous. I saw you described in a New York paper as a female Duke of Bedford.
Oh, Duke of Bedford, what rubbish. He gets most of his ideas from me.
Uh-huh.
You've got the cash, dear.
You've got the class.
I've got the background.
I've got the press from that little oil well near Mobile.
Oil needs refining.
Let's do a deal.
I've got the blue blood.
I've got the red.
You've got the violet.
You've got the spread, and it's simply Cecil B. DeMille.
Sweet man, Cecil.
Let's do a deal.
Well, you could say that we're cementing U.S.-Anglo relationships.
You can say that again, honey, and one of these days my boy Jack is gonna be stinking rich.
Is that a fact?
Oh, yes.
You got the checkbook.
You got the hall.
We'll have that party.
We'll have a ball.
I'll provide the music and the meal. Celebrate.
We'll have that party starting at 8.
If it works, then we'll go for the deal.
I'll drink to that, dear. Let's do a deal.
Do a deal from Charlie Girl way back to 1986. Now, talking about the Edinburgh Fringe, I mean, obviously going there is great. How many days was you there for?
I was there 5 days.
Okay, 5 days.
So that's, what, a couple of weeks ago now, yeah.
And you've got to pay for your accommodation, which is a hotel or student?
No, we stay in a student flat.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then you travel up by plane?
Train.
Okay.
I love the train journey. It's a fabulous line going up the East Coast. And That's all part of the holiday as well.
So you sit there and you have a good chat with your
folks. Yes. Or take a bottle of fizz and some smoked salmon bagels and,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Make an occasion of the train travel as well.
So you get the train, do you get a table and all that on the train?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so it's nice then.
It is. It's effortless. You haven't got all the waiting around in the airport. There's little transfer time at the other end because Edinburgh Waverley Station is bang in the heart of the old town. So
nice.
Yeah. So you've got that and you've got your accommodation and then you've got your shows and then your food and drink and everything else.
So that's not cheap, is it?
It's not cheap at all. No, 5 days in Edinburgh, you could go to the Mediterranean for 10 days probably.
Yeah.
On the same. And the shows are getting more and more expensive every year. And it's understandable because it's costing so much to put shows on. So an hour-long show, typically the ticket price is an hour about 15 quid a time.
Wow.
So if you see 22 shows in 5 days, as I did...
Yeah, that's a lot, doesn't it? It does, yeah. Wow. And then you've got to... Well, you're socialising with your friends, so that's, again, not cheap. Oh, we'll have a bottle of wine. Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, and understandably as well, you know, law of supply and demand, prices in Edinburgh festival time aren't cheap, so your drinks are expensive and your food's pretty expensive as well. So, but you know, you go for the atmosphere, you go for the opportunity to see stuff, and you just accept that that's the alternative to doing a holiday somewhere else. That is my holiday for the middle of summer.
Nice. Mm. I have to describe this. He's sitting here with a scruffy old pair of jeans, a scruffy old T-shirt, because he's had to sell the shirt on his back to pay for it all. Anyway, time to do this.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
And if you listen to us regularly, you know the score. We're going to give you a couple of lines from a song. All you've got to do is identify the song and the show that it comes from. So here we go. This is this week's. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You'll make it now.
You disguise it so well. Okay, one more.
We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You'll make it now.
If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Still to come, got a bit of Hamilton and Brigadoon, but should we feed the birds? No, we'll do that in a minute. First of all, let's have Kings of New York from Newsies.
You don't need money when you're famous. They give you whatever you want, gratis.
Such as
a pair of new shoes with matching laces.
Permanent box at the Sheep's Head races.
This Dramion ride with a sour pickle.
A personal puss on a wooden nickel.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Suddenly, I'm respectable, staring right at you, lousy with stature.
My very own bed and an indoor toilet.
A bar
get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag.
Great day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls.
Come, buy my bags full of crumbs. Come, feed my little birds, show up your care, and you'll be glad if you do. Is tuppence from
those easy songs. You can put it on, you haven't got to worry, because some of these new modern songs you put on, you think, oh, is there going to be a naughty word in there? But that you can just put on and just gently flows. And,
yeah.
And you can picture her sitting there, can't you?
Absolutely.
In the sort of wind, rain and all the grey, dismal looking London. Anyway, that's enough of that. What we got for our tour at 22 this week?
Well, this week, one of my favourite shows, and we've got two songs from Come From Away.
Ah.
Now, I saw a great production of Come From Away up at the Edinburgh Fringe this year.
Oh, hang on.
A couple of weeks back.
So, the full version of Come From Away in Edinburgh Fringe?
Yes. So, it's about an hour and a half long.
Wow.
And it's played with no interval. So, it's not that much longer than a lot of the other shows.
Right.
And it was from Captivate Theatre, who are based in Edinburgh, and they did a really good production of it in a tent, effectively, a glorified tent. And I think what it really sort of brought home to me was that the music and the storyline are so strong and the characters so well developed that you don't need a set.
No,
and it was played with a series of crates and the 12 performers and the band, and it really didn't need anything more. It stood up incredibly well. And they mastered the Newfoundland accents, which is very difficult. And yeah, it was full of energy and full of fun and pathos. And of course, it's, the storyline is such that it's got those moments that are very heart-wrenching, heartfelt. But yeah, great production. So I thought, yes, let's visit that for our tour at 22 this week. So we're going to hear the opening song, Welcome to the Rock. And then after that, Me and the Sky.
Oh, brilliant. But before we get there, should we do Ask the Experts?
Gosh, why not? Yes, why not? With, well, yeah.
We'll, we'll do that after we've had a bit of Brigadoon.
The away.
Because Brigadoon's at the park.
It's at the Regent's Park Theatre, yeah. Finishing very shortly. And has had rave reviews. Yeah.
Good.
And yeah, looks fabulous.
Let's have a listen then.
Because they've told me I can't behold ye till wedding music starts playing. To ease my longing, there's nothing wrong in me standing out here and saying, come to me, bend to me, kiss me, God, hey, darling, my darling. Is all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me, kiss me, God, hey. Give me your lips and don't take them away. Come, dearie, near me, so you can hear me. I've got to whisper this softly, for though I'm burning to shout my yearning, the words come tiptoeing off me. Oh, come to me, bend to me, kiss me, God, hey, darling, my darling, 'tis all just come to me, bend to me, kiss me, God. Give me your lips and don't take them away.
It's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Yeah, I'm going to get that chopped. I might just have two versions. Ask expert. The expert. Yeah, without the S on the end. Okay, here we go then. I'm, yeah, you might get this.
Well, your expert's away, so...
This is it. We might get this.
Ask
you ready?
Gal, see what happens.
Question one. What is the oldest theatre site in the West End?
The Globe, I would have thought.
No, okay.
Well, as a site.
Who wrote Why Am I So Single?
Oh,
I'm not worrying you, but Julia did really well.
I know she did. I know. I listened. And...
Question three.
Go on.
Which F. Scott Fitzgerald short story was made into a musical?
Are we talking The Great Gatsby, or are we going prior to that?
I don't know. I'm just going by what's written on my screen here.
Right.
Okay. So F. Scott Fitzgerald's short story was made into a musical. It's a curious musical.
Okay. I'll come back to you on that.
Okay. Right. So if you know what the answers are, it's musicals at btinternet.com. So far, it's 3 to me and 0 to you.
How does a ragtag volunteer army in need of a shower somehow defeat a global superpower? How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire? Leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher? Yo, turns out we have a secret weapon, an immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman!
Horse smell of veins, wicked red coats, weather with bloodstains. And I'm never gonna stop until I make a drop of random up and scatter the remains down. Watch me engaging them, escaping them, and raging them out. I go to France for more fun. I come back with more guns and ships
and so their balance shifts.
We rendezvous with Rochambeau, consolidate their gifts.
We can end this war in Yorktown, cut them off at sea, but for this to succeed, there's someone else we need.
I know.
So he knows what to do in the trench, ingenuitive and fluent in French, I mean. So you're gonna have to use him eventually. What's he gonna do in the bench, I mean? No one has more resilience or matches my practical tactical brilliance. You want to fight for your land back?
Need my right hand man back.
Get your right hand man back. You know you gotta get your right hand man back. I mean, you gotta put some bottom to the lander, but the sooner the better to get your right hand man back.
Alexander Hamilton, troops are waiting in the field for you. If you join us right now, together we can turn the tide. Oh, Alexander Hamilton, I have soldiers that will yield for you. If we manage to get this right, they'll surrender by early light. The world will never be the same. Alexander.
www.greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Like this, down on your luck, down in the dumps. Though hope might seem in short supply, you have to move on. You have to try. So come out of the dumpster. Don't leave me standing here. Come out of the dumpster. It's okay, the coast is clear. The cop cars are leaving. Channel 5's packed up its crew. So come out of the dumpster. I'll be right here waiting for you.
Okay, try.
So you're back in the dumpster. Well, that's like a metaphor. Everyone has a dumpster, a stumbling block they can't ignore. But to fight it makes you stronger. And next time you might stand. So come out of the dumpster. Here, take a hold.
Best man, the bride had to be sedated.
This sort of thing happens all the time. When life gives you garbage, you use it to climb. Look, you're out of the dumpster. Was that so hard after all? It was only a dumpster.
And from here it looked so small.
So you're back where you started, on your way to success. So, will you sing at my wedding?
No.
Broadway cast recording of The Wedding Singer, that was Come Out of the Dumpster. And before that, we heard Guns and Ships from Hamilton.
Now, by accident or by design, we put this program together. And the next song on here is All Shook Up, funny enough.
Uh-huh.
So can we talk about, in producer's corner, your production of All Shook Up and how it's progressing, which we heard?
Why not?
Oh, well, I've lost in my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a cat on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up on. Yeah, yeah.
Grease, Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Billsby, and Alistair Woodgate. This week, no Julia Roofy. She's not with us. She's doing other things. That's a nice, lively song.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, the whole soundtrack to All Shook Up just makes you smile. It's 26 Elvis hits. And it's not about Elvis, the story.
Right.
It's set in the 1950s in sort of Midwest America. And it's very loosely based on Twelfth Night and other Shakespeare comedies. And the whole story takes place in 24 hours. Roustabout arrives in this town on a motorbike. And the local garage mechanic, she falls in love with a roustabout, but the roustabout falls in love with the lady who runs the museum. And there's lots of A loves B, but B loves C, and C loves D. Very Shakespearean in that sort of construct. And it's humour from beginning to end. Very cheesy in places. But in the end, does everybody get the person they want? Well, you've got to come and find out.
That's it. You've got to come along and find out. Because Roustabout was one of Elvis's films, wasn't it, Roustabout?
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Elvis Presley's songs.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've listened to the soundtrack. Some of the harmonies, wow, they seem difficult to get.
They are fabulous harmonies. The rendition of Can't Help Falling in Love, which ends Act 1, it's just sublime. And to sing it, it gets the hairs on the back of your neck up on end. It's fabulous. It is incredibly difficult to learn. The harmonies they don't sort of flow naturally if you're singing the baritone line or the tenor line or the alto line. And so you've just got to learn it by rote. But it's fun when it all comes together.
So you're the producer of the show.
I am indeed.
So you do lots of things. Yes. As we know, with the production side, it's normally the chosen few. But you're also in this one as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah. In the ensemble, because it's just such fabulous sing. So I thought, well, it would be a really good one to be involved in. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but being in the ensemble means you get to do a lot of songs.
Yeah. I think of the 26, I'm singing in about 14, 15 of them. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Put you on the spot. What's your favourite song to be involved with?
Can't Help Falling in Love.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does that end Act 1? Or is
it,
that the
it
end?
It ends Act 1, yeah.
See, I'm learning.
Yeah.
You're listening to Grease, Paint, Stage Lights. Tour 22 is coming next.
If we traced our life together from tonight to way back when, we'd walk a path of busted plans, things that might have been. But a thousand nights I lay awake and wondered if you knew. My favorite dreams begin and end with you.
There is a sweet bridge between us that no one else can see. You are my love song, my hometown, my perfect fantasy.
I knew if you looked long enough, I'd find you. Now the future holds a promise that someday I will take you dancing. We will go dancing on the moon, just you and I. And we'll hear angels whisper, and they will keep our hearts in tune.
We'll show them how to fly.
I'll fill our nights with memories to treasure, and the stars will build a castle just for you.
There is a longing, a passion that even time can't tame. And there's a comfort, a welcome each time you say my name.
And if there was a word for just past always, I'd use it when I promise love to you. I will take you dancing.
Keep our hearts in tune. We'll show 'em how to fly.
you, I will take you dancing.
Every week, grease paint and stage lights.
Once I had a husband, well, you know the sort of chap. I met him at a dance and how he came on with the chat.
Are you dancing?
I think you're a bleeding cracker.
He said me eyes were deep blue pools, me skin the softest snow.
Lovely.
He told me I was sexier than Marilyn Monroe. And we went. We got married at the registry, and then we had a do. We all had curly salmon sandwiches, and how the ale did flow. Yeah. They said the bride was lovelier than Marilyn Monroe. The wife, he said, was twice the size of Marilyn Monroe. No more dancing. No more dancing. At the time that I was 25, I looked like 42, with seven hungry mouths to feed and one more. And my husband, he walked out on me a month or two ago. For a girl, they say, who looks a bit like Marilyn Monroe. And they go dancing. They go dancing.
That was Marilyn Monroe from Blood Brothers. And before that, we heard Dancing on the Moon from Happy Days. Blood Brothers is back out on tour.
I know.
Started last week in Milton Keynes. This week, it's at Buxton Opera House. And it's going all around the country to places like Stoke-on-Trent, to Poole, Cheltenham, Doncaster, Salford, Coventry, Guildford, Brighton, Dublin, Sunderland, Bournemouth, Bradford, Richmond-upon-Thames. So there's somewhere we can all catch it.
That can't be in 3 months. How long is that going to be?
That goes right through till May 26.
I mean, it's a classic. We studied it at school.
Yeah.
And yet it's still
going strong. Packs out the theatres every time, yeah.
But it must play in really dusty theatres, because I find at the end I get something in my eye and they start to water.
I think it's the general atmosphere in these theatres. It's, you know...
They need to get the aircon working, don't
they? Yeah, absolutely. Get that dust out.
That's right. Time for our tour at 22, Mr. Woodgate.
Which are two songs from Come From Away. We mentioned them earlier. And just to remind you, we're going to hear Me and the Sky. But before that, the opening number, Welcome to the Rock.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's an airport. It used to be one of the biggest airports in the world, and next to it is a town called Gander.
To the rock if you come from away. Hey! You probably understand about a half of what we say. Hey! They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man.
Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland. Welcome to the rock.
That morning, I'm in the classroom. It's our first day back, and the school buses are on strike, so I'm covering for Annette, who's running. running late.
Sorry, Beulah. How's the kids?
Not exactly thrilled to be inside on such a gorgeous day. So I told them we'd only have a half day this morning, and they were quite pleased. Until I told them we'd have the other half in the afternoon.
Welcome to the wildest weather that you've ever heard of.
Where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above.
Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland.
Fish and chips and shipwrecks.
This is Newfoundland.
Welcome to the rock.
Kids cross Airport Boulevard to get to school, and that time of day, people are in a little bit of a rush to get to work and stuff. So, normally, I sit there and run my radar.
Whoop, whoop.
And if they're speeding, I'll stop them and write out a warning ticket. I'll write STFD. Slow the f*** down.
Welcome to the land where the winters try to kill us, and we said,
we will not be killed.
Welcome to the land where the waters try to drown us, and we said,
we will not be drowned.
Welcome to the land where we lost our loved ones, and we said,
we will still go on.
Welcome to the land where the wind tried to blow,
and we said no.
That morning I dropped my kids off at school and head to the SPCA, where I'm greeted by my other kids, all barking and meowing for breakfast and a belly rub. Not that I'm complaining, I love them. But by the time feeding is done, I got to get back to pick up my human kids. So I take just 1 second for myself, and I'm sitting in my car.
I'm in the library.
I'm in the staff room.
And I turn on the radio.
You are here.
Up and she is waving at me like mad. So I roll down my window and she says,
Oz, turn on the radio.
Slow it down.
Jesus hates Oz. Turn on your radio.
When our story starts,
it's my first day at the station.
We're living the night.
I'm getting coffee for the picket line.
Where we know by heart.
5 minutes to my smoke break.
Every single flight.
I'm off to work at the airport.
Welcome to the pond. Welcome to the trees. To the ocean and the sky and whatever's in between. To the ones who've left, yet never truly gone. In the window and the candles always on. When the sun is coming up and the world is coming short.
If you're hoping for a harbor, then you'll find an open door. In the winter from the water, through whatever's in the way. To the ones who have come from away.
Welcome to the rock.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
My parents must have thought they had a crazy kid. One of those kids who always knew what I wanted. They took me down to the airport to see all the planes departing, watching them fly. Something inside of me was starting. I was 8 when I told them that I'd be a pilot. But I was too young and too short, and there were no female captains. And my dad said, be patient. He said, just see what happens. But I took my first lesson, came down from the sky, and told my father I'd fly for the rest of my life. And I got my first job, flying for a mortician in a tiny bonanza, just a corpse and me. $5 an hour for flying dead bodies. I had to climb over their faces just to get to my seat. And suddenly the wheels lift off, the ground is falling.
Suddenly alive. Suddenly I'm
has died. Suddenly there's something in between me and the sky.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Suggested 2 at 22, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Just need 2 songs from 1 show. Need the answer to the Ask the Experts questions.
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
You ready?
Go on.
Okay, what is the oldest theatre site in the West End?
I don't know.
Okay, it was Theatre Royal Drury Lane.
Well, I suppose it... yeah, that's kind of obvious, that one. But, yeah.
Question 2, why am I so single? Who wrote it?
It's Toby and Lucy, and I can't think of their surnames.
Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss, well done. And which F. Scott Fitzgerald short story was made into a musical?
Oh, I'm going to kick myself when you give me the answer to this one.
It was The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Because I said it was a curious thing.
But you didn't pick up on the clue. No,
what can I say? Anyway, it's time to do this.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Sad part is, when you hear that, that means we're coming to the end of the programme. But before we give you the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge and I say goodbye, let's read it one more time, Mr. Woodgate.
One more time. Here we go. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You'll make it now.
There we are. Now, why I ask what you're up to next week? Because you're not here next week.
I'm not. No, I am MC at a friend's wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah, very good. Looking forward to that very much.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. So you can invite them all in and do all that stuff?
Yes, unaccustomed as I am.
That's it. That's public speaking. Brilliant. I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge.
The answer is from once... Falling slowly.
That's it for another week on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.